Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us right now. There's a live stream playing of this radio show on that website. It will be for the entire show. And then after the show is over, then the stream plays of the current show until the next show comes on. And that's the way it works, and it's been working quite nicely. Thank you very much. All right, let's go over to the telephone line from the great state of California, IA, and I'd be willing to bet you I'm a lot warmer than he is tonight because we've had a little bit of a warm spell suddenly strike us, and it's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right. Thank you, Captain.
Thank you. Thank you, world. Thank you, world travelers. And by the way, we have a lot of people here right now because of the Bucks game on Sunday. It's a 4:30 game, I believe. And there's a lot of people in town, not just from Carolina, but from all over the place to watch this game. The defending world champs, to see if they can become the number two seed. They are in the playoffs, but we'll see if they go one notch further up the line.
Yep, we sure will.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, speaking of that, and I did mention the weather, what's the temperature out there tonight?
Well, right now, Captain, locally, it's 51 degrees where I'm at.
All right, we're 65 degrees. It's the warmest it's been all week.
Wow. Yeah, that is different. Yeah.
Yep, and we're supposed to be in the 80s today, the 80s tomorrow, the 80s Sunday, then it might cool off a little bit. But we do need to start with the weather because, as you know, we have a lot of truckers that listen to us at night to depend on us to hear what's going on up ahead. For all you guys and girls headed into the Northeast, New York City, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Allentown, Poughkeepsie, Long Island, Connecticut, Boston, there is what's going to be, and they're describing this as what, a bomb?
A bomb cyclone.
That's a right. Bomb cyclone is developing that's going to dump a lot of snow in those areas I just mentioned, and it's going to get very difficult to travel as the day goes on today. So if you got a load to deliver, get in there, get it off, and get the hell out of Dodge.
That's right, Captain, because in some spots they say they could have 1 to 2 inches of snow per hour.
Yep. Yep. And that won't be pretty. And parts of Jersey, the central parts of Jersey, they're talking about perhaps as much as a foot of snow. There's going to be an area, don't know where the area is going to lie yet, where there's going to be a lot more snow than in other areas. So there you go. And we're looking at this winter storm warning. And I'm sure that Eric in East Tennessee is out there now with a snow shovel or with a snow blower by the looks of what I'm looking at in East Tennessee, too.
Yes, I can see on the map, exactly.
Yeah, and a lot of cold temperatures behind it, so you're going to go from one thing to another. The lake effect snow machine's in effect in upstate New York, all the way across to Erie, Pennsylvania, and sporadic all the way over towards the Boot, where we're heard in Michigan right there, AM 660, the Boot. So we're heard over there in that area, and it's snowing over there. Now, I'll tell you what. Kamala Harris is either the dumbest person on the face of the earth, and I don't really know who wrote her speech that she gave, but for her to stand up there and say, she gave like the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Day of Infamy speech, for her to stand up there and say, there are certain dates in history that we will always remember. December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
It really is interesting, Captain, that she'll draw those kinds of comparisons. You know, we all witnessed what happened on January the 6th. And as we get into this on the show tonight, of course, we're going to find out what people across the country think about January 6th, how they perceive it. But Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, certainly wanted to be very dramatic in her comparisons. And I think, Captain, that it didn't go over quite the way that they might have thought it would, especially with those who remember or were in the 9/11 attacks.
Well, I'll tell you, when it came to September 11, 2001, she was very poorly received and very highly criticized because we not only had almost 3,000 people killed the day of, but we've had at least 1,200 to 1,300 more people, firefighters, first responders, donut dollies, police officers, trash collectors, whatever, that were down at the World Trade Center walking through all that stuff, breathing down all that contaminant that was in there, that have died of cancer and other things. And it was not well received by the people that were in that group. So, you know, I'm just saying that Kamala Harris, once again, open mouth, insert foot. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be right back with more on Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle's going to take us to break because he does this little thing that you're about to hear right now.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I will take it away. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's company and his 1,500 employees. And again, thank you very much for keeping everybody at work up there, because you're buying the products, and he appreciates it, and we appreciate it. And I'm sure that you're getting the high quality that you expect. And I haven't had anybody complain to me. So as far as I know, everything's going along good. But you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the things they have for sale there, and you get the prices, the reduced prices, by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. Then if you'll open up the Radio Listeners Specials page, which is a logo link that says Radio Listeners Specials on it, click here. You'll go to a page with about 150 items in there with more special prices. That's where you'll see the big discounts of 50 and 67 and 75%. And you'll see items in there that you'll save a lot of money on. Again, the promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. Always the word CAPTAIN gets you the reduced price. Now, if you want to talk to them on the phone so that you don't have to do things on the Internet, you can do that, too. The telephone number is 800-641-5459. That number, again, is 800-641-5459. So, it's MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be CAPTAIN. That's the word, CAPTAIN. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. Give them a call, check it out, see what they have to offer, and they've got some specials going on right now through the weekend where you can save even more money. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Again, so we were talking about Kamala Harris,
and we were talking about some of the other comments that were made along the way, and Nancy, of course, with her prayer service, and that was all for show, and standing up there with the heels, I was just waiting for her to fall over.
Well, you know, it's, yeah, whatever those heels were, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, because of the standing on the brick steps like that. Now, on the one-year anniversary of the violent attacks of the U.S. Capitol by the insurrectionists claiming that Donald Trump won the 2020 election, the reactions from the Democrats and Republican leaders made clear the separate realities that Americans believe about that day. Now, when Democratic legislators have events planned to commemorate the day, Republicans are largely downplaying the event. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? When I heard people standing up there lying about what happened that day again.
Well, you know, Captain, it really begs the question that, you know, what are the Democrats, what do they really want? What are they really up to in this?
They don't want to lose, and they think this is a winning issue for them.
Well, you're right. And one even could even beg the question, I mean, do they want to foment more disunity, more hatred among political differences and so forth? And also, I have another good question, Captain, and that is, now, isn't the January 6th Commission supposed to find out what happened that day? This kind of that's the idea, right?
Correct.
In a regular world, that would be the idea.
Correct.
But aren't they acting like, well, this is all Trump?
Yep.
And Trump started this, and Trump did it. In other words, they came out with all these conclusions today that I thought they're supposed to wait for this wonderful bipartisan committee to come in and try to figure out. But they simply used it as a way to up their own status and so forth, as somehow, and by the way, is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, are they the keepers of the flame or something like that? That's kind of how it all came
out. They're the keepers of the democracy.
Of the democracy.
And we, again, I will repeat this again, we are not a democracy. We never have been.
Well, right. We're a republic.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that how do you unite Americans by coming out with a holier-than-thou kind of an attitude, where most Americans, if they watch this today, they wouldn't feel like, you know, hey, this is really bringing
they do not care about uniting the country. They care about it's my way or the highway. And again, President Joe Biden, who spoke about the violence yesterday morning, placing all the blame squarely for the mob attack on Donald Trump and his supporters and enablers. Now, he did use that word, too, enablers. He said, and I quote, "The former president of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election because he values power over principle." Well, the people that do all of that and the people that have been spreading the lies since day number one happen to be the Democrats. I'll give you a case in point. Stacey Abrams still won't concede the fact that she lost the governor's election in Georgia.
Well, that's right. That's right. And also, Captain, so many Democrats back when Trump had won the election and they were transitioning and so forth, they didn't respect the legitimacy of his presidency.
No.
In fact, their one job was to get rid of him out of office by impeaching him or what have you.
Right. Now, Trump and his allies face an ongoing investigation into the events leading up to the Capitol insurrection. Many of Trump's allies and former staffers have been subpoenaed or held in contempt of Congress by the Congressional Committee, which is carrying out the probe. And, of course, Attorney General Merrick Garland, once again, reaffirmed the Justice Department's commitment to the investigation in a speech the day before, saying that the investigation would follow the facts and that those involved must be held accountable, and there's no higher priority for us at the Department of Justice. And he once again showed those pictures and said, we want to know who these people are so that we can talk to them.
Well, that's right. And I think it is important to point out, Captain, that people make their choices, and a lot of people made bad choices that day in order to go into the Capitol when it was not allowed, when it was not appropriate, and so on and so forth. No matter what, no matter who riled them up or whatever whatever their feelings were, they still had a choice whether or not to go in and deface the Capitol.
And here's where the lies really came down again. Did you hear what the Department of Justice put out?
What was that?
Quote, Five people died in the aftermath of the Capitol riot, and about 140 police officers were injured. Now, the police officers, that's correct. But five people did not die in the aftermath of the Capitol riot because of the Capitol riot. Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by a Capitol police officer trying to get through the window there, and he regarded her as a threat, and he shot and killed her. He actually murdered her in cold blood. That's number one. The other people that died of natural causes, heart attacks, strokes. And by the way, I believe there was one officer, at least, that committed suicide.
Exactly. But what we hear, how we hear it described, Captain, is today is the one-year anniversary of the deadly attack on the Capitol. You know, and what they do is they position it in such a way that they don't give you the context of what happened. It's terrible that anybody died that day in connection with this, but the way that they present it is not accurate in that sense. And so it is a very, very sad thing when we see a lot of this sort of, you know, just homogenous media coverage and interpretation of this.
Well, it ain't over till the fat lady sings, so to speak. And let's see here. We're coming up on a break here in about a minute, so I'm going to mention this, at least get it out there, and then we'll talk about it. So, you know, yesterday was a day that CNN was on the air all day long talking about this. This was their whole show, and they were trying to get some ratings back because they have actually been trashed and dumped into the toilet, literally, by the people, fewer people, that have been watching them on an average than have been listening to this radio show on many nights.
And that is really telling, isn't it, Captain? That's incredibly telling about the impact of programs like this, but also what's happening in terms of where CNN went and what people think of it. And, yeah, I think they wanted to get some ratings because here it was time to bash Trump again, and that's sort of the same old playbook for them.
You cannot believe anything that CNN says or MSNBC. They lie and they lie and they lie. And when they're not done lying, they turn around and lie again.
Well, but people, they don't like this idea. They're so tired of everything being so, gone through the prism of the liberal media that they're just dying for real information. Or how about this? Just real discussion. You know, people say what they will about Fox, but many times, Captain, I think almost every time, that whatever panel discussion they have, they usually have someone on the left who makes their argumentation. People like to hear both sides.
Yeah, they do. Okay, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and then I'm going to have Kathy take us to break because she's going to give us the phone number. So, Kathy, go ahead.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 7 inches of snow has fallen in Nashville, with freezing rain turning roads on the Tennessee-Alabama border into black ice. Authorities are now urging people to stay off the roads. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency. That same storm is now making its way up the East Coast. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has issued a state of emergency, and so has New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
At certain times and in certain areas, snowfall rates may approach up to 2 inches per hour, and we are also anticipating wind gusts anywhere from 20 to 35 miles per hour.
Massachusetts is expected to get at least 9 inches of snow, and Governor Charlie Baker is asking people to work from home if they can, or to use public transportation. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much. And by the way, yesterday we had another very successful Have Lunch with the Captain down there in Bradenton at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Always a pleasure to be able to meet everybody down there and meet some new folks along the way, too. Had some firefighters stop by. Had a couple people that worked for the school in the, let's see, one was the electrician and the other one was his helper. And they stopped by, and we had a chat with them for a while. And there you go. And, again, we're there the first Thursday of every month. And once in a while, we go back and do a second appearance, and I will be doing that. But that won't be until January the 22nd, the week of January the 22nd, and we'll tell you more about that later. But this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. By the way, I did get asked questions again yesterday about Relief Factor. Does it really work? The answer is, hell yeah. And it works for me, and hopefully it will work for you. Now, the reason it does is because of the all-natural ingredients that are in it that make this a 100% drug-free experience. Now, the turmeric, the resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 happen to go after your body's natural response to inflammation and help the process, as well as swelling, if you have any swelling. And it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going. And it alleviates, of course, pain right straight at the source. And I went to the doctor yesterday, and I came out of there, and I now have a soft cast on my left leg and foot. Because of something that happened. I knew that I'd done something stupid. I told you about that. And I took the Aleve right away to cut the pain and cut the swelling. And it's a good thing I did. It's a good thing I did because I have what's called a hairline fracture right in the middle of my left foot. But it is what it is, and it'll be okay. So there you go. But Relief Factor, you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. If it'll work as good for you as it did for me, you won't have to do anything. You'll go right on regular delivery, and away you go. But it all starts with 1995 for the 3-week quick start by going to relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah, that's why I was having trouble the other night with my foot. I couldn't get it comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, that's just not fun, is it?
Well, no, because I stepped down and I came down hard on something that was about, as a matter of fact, it wasn't 3 feet up where I had to step down from. It was about 2.5 feet, roughly. And when I stepped down, I was trying to do it gingerly, and there's nothing gingerly about me, I guess. So I came down, boom, full force on the foot, and I felt something happen. I went, oh, geez. And I knew I was going to the doctor the next day, and the first thing he did when he took the bandage off and took a look, he noticed that I had split the skin open right in the middle of the foot. And the reason I'd done that is because that's where the bone had got a crack in it, so... That's layman's terms for what it was. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, let's go back to CNN for a minute. CNN's ratings have just literally fallen off a cliff. You know when they were the best?
When's that?
When Donald Trump was in office.
Well, sure.
And they were actually cruising along, number two, number three. Once in a while, they go down to number four, depending on how raunchy they were with the stories they had. But they were number two, number three. You know where they're ranked right now?
Where's that?
Number 17.
That's a precipitous fall.
Number 17. And there are nights where they don't have 500,000 people in prime time watching them.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Captain, because part of that whole thing with Donald Trump boosting their ratings for all that time is that there's a lot of rage going on there. It's like people might want to have tuned in about, you know, to hear about that, especially if they just were completely against Donald Trump ever being president, for example, or Republicans winning. Who knows? But you can't really sustain that, and I think they're really finding that out. Without their favorite foil, you know, where's all this going?
And what was their number one show?
What was that?
Chris Cuomo.
Well, that's
he's not there anymore.
That's right.
And Jake Tapper isn't doing it either. And neither's a little short, fat guy, Brian Stelter.
Well, or Don Lemon, one might think as well.
Oh, yeah. Don Lemon.
But, you know, I do think that what people are tuning in for these days, they are concerned, Captain, as we all are. What's the next thing that's going to happen? What's really going to happen with COVID, with Omicron, with the thousands mm-hmm. of cases, et cetera? What's really happening with inflation? What's really happening with people who have to look across each other at the kitchen table mm-hmm. trying to do their budget when everything's going up into the stratosphere?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're concerned with.
Now, we need to talk about this Venmo, PayPal, and others that are going to have to report goods and services payments of $600 or more directly to the IRS. The IRS is going to get their money one way or the other, aren't they?
Well, that's right. Now, as I understand it, this has to do with goods and services.
Yep.
And that in the past they would have to report transactions over different amounts, much higher amounts, but now it's going to be the $600 amount. But evidently it doesn't necessarily apply, although I think that could probably change, obviously, sooner than later. It doesn't apply to if you're paying back a family member your half of the trip cost or whatever it might be. But if you're buying things, it looks like, and you use Venmo, then that's also going to be tracked for the seller, basically.
Well, it's more than that, because the new rule, which went into effect, by the way, January the 1st, the new rule will affect all of the main payment apps, including PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I think you pronounce this Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E.
Yep, yeah, Zelle, yeah.
And Google Pay.
Yes, exactly. Well, but everything's getting tracked. So
Yep.
I wonder, Captain, if greenbacks will make a comeback.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. Cash is going to be king.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Because otherwise people feel like somebody's looking over their shoulder all the time. Now, we're not talking about illegal activity. Illegal activity is on its face wrong, and you can't do that. But if somebody sells their Hot Wheels car collection or something and they get more than $600, are they going to pay taxes on that?
Now, the amendment reporting the threshold here, the $600, is part of the American Rescue Plan, which was passed by the Democrats without a single Republican vote.
Yep. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the third-party payment program platforms also need to report certain transactions on 1099s to the IRS. So if you don't report it, it'll already be reported, and you're going to get a little surprise from the IRS.
Well, exactly right. That's why any of your income and this kind of stuff that you definitely want to declare, you know, you don't want to get into a bad situation.
$600, anything over $600.
That's right.
That could be a TV. That could be a dishwasher. It could be a living room set. It could be a refrigerator, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, people, I didn't see this coming. Did you, Kyle?
Well, we know that they wanted to make that happen, but this is exactly what they want to do.
And yeah, but they want to do it with bank accounts.
Well, of course.
Indirectly, this is doing it with a bank account, but it's doing it with a direct purchase, showing that you had at least $600 in the bank to buy something.
That's right. And so they want to scrutinize every single transaction that goes along. So because they want to make sure that they can get a piece of it. This is one of the ways, the ancillary ways, that they want to pay for these, you know, unbelievably expensive programs. They're going to continue to confiscate lots of money through the normal tax system, but everything else is gravy, and they think they're going after the gravy.
Yeah. Now, before we go to the Trucker Sidewind Bible Reporter, which is coming right up. Jobless claims have surpassed the expert predictions in Biden's economy, and that means that people aren't necessarily leaving their jobs. Companies are being able to keep them, but it also means that a lot of people aren't going back to work either.
Well, that's true. And, you know, Captain, at a time like this, you know, people, especially who are entering the job force, if you get in the job force and you get a good job and you do a great job and you start moving up through the ranks, you're going to be far, far ahead of people who walked out of their job on TikTok or something like that. And now what are they going to do? But if you're out there and you're working hard, you're getting experience, you're going to be in a good, good position.
Yeah, that's all part of what's going on. You betcha. Okay, hold that thought. Kyle and I will be right back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. We're going to tell you about this storm moving up the East Coast because it's definitely going to be an interesting situation. That's all I can tell you. And we're going to go to break. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Cause the heart is cold, cold as hot. I'm a little mixed up, but I
my friends, is Delbert McClinton. Giving it up for your love, and they're just partying down there, Kyle.
Yeah, I like that, and especially the energy in that recording. It's just really good.
Yeah, very much so. And Delbert McClinton, you know, he was a guy that when he got out there and got it going, he always had a band that was always revved up and ready to go. Okay, let me read this and then give it to you. Significant wintry weather is expected to produce hazardous travel in the Mid-South, the Appalachians, and the moisture is going to overrun a strong cold front and go right up the East Coast, right through the big cities, and it's going to create a mess. Now, this front will move eastward tonight, bringing several inches of snow, and there'll be one big swath where there could be a foot or more. Not sure if it's going to be in central Jersey or western Jersey. It all depends on where this thing lands at. And likely travel will be very, very, very tough, especially as we approach the rush hour going up the East Coast into the big cities. Now, we also have a big problem in the Northwest where we're talking about several feet of snow. Not 1 foot, not 2 feet, but as much as 3 feet in some of those mountain passes tonight. And we already heard Snoqualmie Pass east and west coming out of Seattle is closed. Kyle, take it away.
You're absolutely right, Captain. At 23 degrees and at 3,022 feet, Snoqualmie Pass along I-90 is definitely closed. And the reason it's closed, Captain, looks like the high avalanche danger that's there. It continues to be snowing hard. There is zero visibility, blowing and drifting snow. This is according to the Washington State Department of Transportation. So truckers and drivers, if you got to find a way around that or go a different way, because it is closed right now. We'll keep monitoring it during the program and let you know if anything changes, but don't count on it.
This would be the night to get on I-84 and take it down through the valley along the Hood River.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So we continue, of course, to see a lot of rain precipitation right now, of course, in Portland, Oregon, really all the way up through parts of Eureka, Northern California. But if you get on the Interstate 5 and head up through Medford, Eugene, Portland, you've got rain all through that area. And, of course, this is going to be going on for the next at least couple of days for Portland and Seattle. Maybe a little bit of a break, maybe on the weekend, and then back next week into at least next Thursday for rain that's expected there. Snow, of course, as you head out going east out of Seattle, for example, you're still going to get snow in northern Idaho. Our friends in Missoula, Montana tonight, they're also in the embrace of the snow there. And, of course, that brings up 4th of July Pass. Looks like it's about 35 degrees right now, and they're going to be getting snow and rain combination through at least Friday. Now, all through the state of Montana, northern Montana, the winter weather advisory is there. On down into Wyoming near Cody, winter weather advisory, high wind warnings, blizzard warning, by the way, there in southern Wyoming. So if you're coming across the interstate there, if you're coming across I-80 there near Elk Mountain, Rawlins, heading down towards Laramie, just be advised of that. Coming west out of Denver along I-70, avalanche warning and winter weather advisories going on there, especially as you head towards Glenwood Springs. Now, also tonight, along the California coast, now this is actually happening a little bit north of me up towards L.A., you've got a dense fog advisory that's hugging the coast, and this is going to go all the way up through a little bit north of San Luis Obispo, so if you're coming up Highway 101, you want to be aware of that. Then lake wind advisory coming out of I-80 going northeast out of Reno. So be careful with that tonight.
All right, well, here we go. North Dakota, a lot of below zero temperatures tonight in North Dakota. The western part of Minnesota, same thing there. We do have freezing cold temperatures, single digits in South Dakota. A lot of Minnesota, a lot of Wisconsin, a lot of Iowa, a lot of Illinois tonight is very cold. And we've got snow again, still winter storm warning on the west side of Michigan, east side of Lake Michigan, for about 100 miles, 150 miles north south coming out of right there at Port Huron. And also we've got quite a mixture of weather, winter weather, that's everything from snow on the road to snow flurries to wind to all of it, all the way down from Illinois over into Indiana, over into Ohio, down into Kentucky, down into Tennessee, down into the northern part of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, and South Carolina, going up I-95. And then we pick up the winter storm warning tonight in West Virginia. All of West Virginia is under a winter storm warning, so be advised about that. Mountains of Maryland, mountains of Virginia, and then the higher elevations around Jersey, and then going up through Philadelphia and west of Philadelphia over towards the Allegheny Tunnel, up into New York, up into New Jersey, that's coming that way. Long Island coming that way. Boston, Rhode Island, Connecticut coming that way. And all the way up the East Coast, all the way to Nova Scotia. We're right now on the Nova Scotia and Maine border. We have a winter storm warning. This is some serious weather. And if you're going up into upstate New York, Syracuse North, all the way up I-81 to the Thousand Islands, lake effect snow there, lake effect snow across from right about Oswego, New York, over to Utica. You've got snow south of Buffalo, Dundee, all the way over to Ripley, New York, and then snow on and off all the way over to the lee shore of Lake Erie over there, right there where Michigan and Ohio meet. We have an affiliate over there, AM660 to boot. So you folks over there, you're probably getting snow tonight. And the folks in Canada are getting snow. So that's what it's looking like. Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J. Got about 20 seconds.
All right, Captain. Well, of course, the pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And folks, for pro drivers especially, after only 6 fills, you can start earning up to 4 points per gallon and try that with 15 with the other guys. So go to pilotflyingj.com where you can download the My Rewards Plus app. And if you're on site, you can join the Drivers Club. If you haven't done so already, pull into any Pilot or Flying J and join the Drivers Club today. Start earning those points. And you can find the nearest location simply by going to pilotflyingj.com and using their locations function.
You bet. And if you're up there in one of those snowstorms areas where it's really bad, especially up in the northern part of the U.S. along I-90, I-94, even I-80, you see a pilot or Flying J pull on in there. It's your home away from home. All right, Kyle, hang on. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this voice is going to take us to break here, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. Come on now.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.